From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Saudi airstrikes hit Yemen. Warplanes from Saudi Arabia and its Arab allies have struck Shiite Muslim rebels seeking to overthrow Yemen's president. Edward Uranian reports.
Saudi warplanes aided by aircraft from Gulf allies Jordan and Morocco struck Houthi rebel positions in the southern Yemeni city of Aden before dawn. Arab media reported airstrikes on Yemeni air bases in the cities of Taz, Hodeida, Sana'a, and Sada as well. Amateur video showed Houthi militiamen and their allies fleeing what appeared to be an arms depot as warplanes bombed the area. Saudi Arabia and its allies contended Iran helped the Houthis overthrow the Yemeni government. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Houthi health officials say at least 18 people were killed. A French prosecutor says the co-pilot of the German Wings passenger jet that crashed in the French Alps this week made a deliberate attempt to destroy the aircraft. Marseille prosecutor Brice Robin said Thursday the co-pilot, 28-year-old Andreas Lubitz, locked the pilot out of the cockpit, leaving himself alone in control of the Airbus A320. He said Lubitz then accelerated the descent of the aircraft, slamming it into a mountain, killing all 150 people aboard. Police in Uganda say they've received credible information that Somali militant group Al-Shabaab is planning an attack in the capital, Kampala. The warning Thursday follows a similar message from the U.S. Embassy in Kampala a day earlier. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces carried out operations to recapture the city of Tikrit on Thursday, hours after warplanes from the U.S.-led coalition launched airstrikes on Islamic State targets in the city. An Iraqi military officer told the Associated Press the clashes intensified as Iraqi troops and special forces moved toward the center of Tikrit. Nuclear negotiations between the United States and Iran resumed Thursday in Switzerland with a deadline for an agreement just days away. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said before his meeting with Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif that the alternative to a deal is letting Iran expand its nuclear program full speed ahead. The U.S. and its P5 plus one partners, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany, have a March 31st deadline for a framework deal with Iran. The six partners want Iran to curb its uranium enrichment program to prevent it from being able to build a nuclear weapon. In exchange, devastating economic sanctions on Iran would be lifted. Nigeria's president and his main challenger have released a statement pledging to respect the outcome of Saturday's election as long as it is free, fair, and credible. President Goodluck Jonathan and his opponent Muhammadu Buhari also called on Nigerians to refrain from violence or any acts that may jeopardize the election's credibility. A Kenyan member of parliament is under investigation for allegedly raping a woman in his Nairobi office. VOA's Gabe Joslow has details.
A crowd of about 60 activists marched past the Supreme Court, the police headquarters, and toward the National Assembly, chanting, "We don't want excuses, we want justice." The march comes as Member of Parliament Gideon Mwiti Ireya faces accusations of beating and raping a woman who had come to his private office a few days ago to discuss official business. Local media report the woman was also forced to take an HIV test before she was assaulted. Ireya, who denies the accusations, has changed his story several times, first saying he did not know the woman, and then later admitting that they had been out together at a club he owns. Charges have yet to be filed. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.
A leading human rights group says Palestinian militants committed war crimes during last year's Gaza war by killing Israeli and Palestinian civilians with unguided rockets and mortars. Amnesty International accuses Palestinian armed groups, including Hamas, of what it calls flagrant disregard for the lives of civilians. And President Vladimir Putin says Russia must grow stronger, accusing the West of trying to destabilize the country. Speaking to senior officials of the Federal Security Service, the country's main security agency, President Putin said he hoped the international situation, including around Russia, would improve. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.